What up? Welcome back to the Ghoul Show, y'all. Know what I'm saying? Hey, look, man. You know how you go to work and some of your coworkers, supervisors, you know, some people out here, man, are just ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? You gotta ask yourself sometimes, are you secure within yourself? Because you may say that you secure within yourself all day, but we all know that actions speak louder than words, right? So, if somebody asks you, you know, are you secure within yourself, right? 9 times out of 10, you're going to say yeah. But it really comes out, whatever it is that you do, it comes out in your actions. You understand what I'm saying? Some people out here, man, are just fucking ridiculous. You know, some people think that they secure within themselves, whether they move up on the job, supervisor, move up in rank, whatever. Got something clean, pushes something real clean on the parking lot. You know what I mean? But then they turn around, they're an asshole. So that person that got the clean whip outside, you know, now they're a supervisor, they moved up in rank and all that, they may think that they secure within themselves. But for real, you're not. You know what I'm saying? You just one miserable motherfucker. Sure enough, man. That shit kills me. I don't understand that. You know, early in the goddamn morning, you gotta just have something negative to say. Bitch, I ain't sleep with you last night. You know what I'm saying? Early in the motherfucking morning, you got something real negative to say. You know what I mean? Before you say good morning, if I approach you, you know, good morning, how you doing? Oh, you need to do this, and you need to do that, and blah, 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 blah. I didn't sleep with you last night. The fuck is that attitude coming from? I swear, you know, a lot of people that's in, like, management, supervisor, you know, a lot of people that's supervisors, they are in management. You know what I'm saying? I really, really believe that supervisors, managers really need to take a people skills course. You understand what I'm saying? A people skills course. Because, I mean, you know, you walk around there with old funky ass attitude. It's like you really showing yourself. You understand what I'm saying? You mad at me? Why? Because you look like motherfucking SpongeBob from the back. You understand what I'm saying? Why you mad at me? Why? Because you talk real slow. You understand what I'm saying? Why? Because you ain't cute. The fuck out of here. I mean, you know, it's just unbelievable how insecure people really are, man. And they really think they go out here, they move up in the company, they move up in rank or whatever, and they pushing something real clean on the parking lot. You know what I'm saying? I mean, real clean. Can't hate on you on that. It could be whatever, a Benz, Lexus, whatever. Pushes something real clean. But bitch, you look deformed. You understand what I'm saying? You should be very, very humble. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. It's just really amazing how insecure people really are, man. It's terrible. Before you say good morning, you gotta have something negative to say. What the fuck? And you know, I gotta be to work. I gotta be to work 6:48 in the morning. So we talking 6 something in the morning, right before 7 o'clock. It's not even 7 o'clock yet, and you got a fucking attitude already. I don't give a shit who took you there, or most of the time, nobody didn't really take you there. You just come to work with a dumbass attitude because outside of your job, your situation, your world is just fucked up. You're unhappy. You understand what I'm saying? You don't wanna clean your act up together. You don't want to clean your act up. You think that you doing something because you're a supervisor and you got a clean whip sitting on the parking lot. Suck my ass. You understand what I'm saying? Piss on that shit. It's called people skills. Use it. Use it. You understand what I'm saying? That's why I'm kind of like, look, and check this out, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'll be 35 this year. You know, my tolerance are getting, my tolerance are decreasing. You know what I mean? I can't tolerate bullshit. I can't. You know what I'm saying? I just can't do it. You know? I'll be 35 this year. I'll be 35 in May. I'm a father of 4, okay? I don't give a shit who you are, right? But I'll be damned if you're going to talk to me like any old type of, like, I'm just supposed to take it I'm just not going for the bullshit. I have a low tolerance when it comes down to shit like that. You understand what I'm saying? Early in the morning, I approach you. You the supervisor, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I approach you. Good morning. Where the fuck is the greeting back? Where is it? Bunch of old silly ass people. Silly as shit, man. I just don't fucking understand it. I do not get it, man. Why the fuck do people... That's why in my last episode, man, I really, really believe that people just need to, like, really have some, like, tremendous sex. I'm serious. I'm so serious, man. Have yourself some sex, man. I'm serious. Settle down. You know what I'm saying? Go find you a man. Go find you a lady. You know what I mean? And just, yo, just let loose, man. I'm serious. Sex is a stress reliever. Trust me. That person put it down right. Or you enjoy that person, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You will be a better person. You know what I'm saying? And another thing that just really, it just irks me. Makes my blood boil. Okay? This comes down to the job. Whatever your job is, A lot of these supervisors, managers, you know, they just think that they just know every goddamn thing because of their title. Most of the time, you don't know shit. All right? But anyway, so they feel as though that they come to you explaining the job, whatever it is, type of project you're doing on the job or whatever. They expect for you to listen, but won't, well, will not give you that same respect in return. So when I start talking, you as my supervisor, you telling me, you know, certain details about the job. Then when I start talking, you want to look away. You want to put your head down. You want to make a face and all that. And you call yourself a leader, a supervisor? Suck my ass on that shit, man. You understand what I'm saying? Come on, man. You suppose when you're in management, when you're a supervisor, you're supposed to be a leader. You're supposed to set an example. Set an example. That comes down to you actually performing the job. All right? Your performance on the job and your people skills. Learn how to talk to people. You understand what I'm saying? Don't just get all big-headed because of your title and your clean whip sitting on the parking lot. Like I said once before, suck my ass on that shit. I'm serious, man. It's a bunch of fugazis out here. And it's fucking terrible. It's terrible. Man, I'm reaching 35 and my tolerance for the dumb shit is just decreasing, man. That's why I'm trying to work my way up in this whole social media entrepreneurial world. Cause I mean, you know, I don't know. It's just ridiculous. The fuck is your point? What is your point? The fuck? You know what I'm saying? And then we all know, those of us that have 9-to-5s, you know what I'm saying? We all know that we spend more time at work than we do at home. So then you got your little relationships. You know what I'm saying? You got your little relationships that's going on the job. You know this person business. You know that person business. Oh, this person fucking this person. This person fucking that person. So on and so forth. Bunch of bullshit. Right? But when things go left, they want to take it out on you. They want to take it out on the person that's actually performing the job. You know what I'm saying? They want to take their frustrations out on the person that don't give them no type of lip. You understand what I'm saying? They want to take it out on the professional. You feel me? They want to take it out on you. You ain't causing no noise. You ain't making no trouble, Jack. You know what I'm saying? But just because they establish a relationship with this person, things go left. Look, it ain't my fault that he fucking somebody else, sweetheart, and your silly ass up there with tears all in your eyes, and then you call yourself a supervisor. Suck my ass on that shit. Fucking amazing, man. I'm serious, man. It's a whole trip. It's a whole trip out here, Jack. I ain't lying. I just don't get it. Supervisors, managers, bosses. It's fucking crazy, man. This whole 9-to-5 job world, man, it's just, you know, the things that we do, the things that we put up with to make an honest living, to make an honest dollar. Just think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Think about it, y'all. Think how much bullshit you put up with on that 9-to-5. I don't give a shit. You could be a paralegal all the way down to a Walmart greeter. Just think about how much dumb shit you put up with to make yourself an honest living. An honest dollar. That's why today's generation, I ain't mad at this generation. Today's generation, they get away. They don't understand the whole 401k. All right? And to be honest, to be really, really honest, you cannot hate on today's generation, man. Today's generation, these kids nowadays have grasped the whole entrepreneurial spirit. And it's a beautiful thing, Jack. It's beautiful. I love it. It's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people just come to work just ill. It's just crazy. That's my little rant for the day, man. Goodness gracious. Yeah, I had a rough day. I had a rough day. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go up in here. I'm going to chill with my babies, my lady. We going to chill out. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for rocking with the Ghoul Show, man. Thank y'all for listening to me. You know what I'm saying? Look, check me out. I'm on the YouTube. I got merch up on Teespring. You know what I'm saying? Check me out. Like I said once before, 2021, we are staying consistent. You know what I mean? Look, man, this is the Ghoul Show. This is your boy Ghoul. Until next time, y'all.